You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. I'm talking about the preparing, like the 7 years of famine and the 7 years of plenty, except in the opposite order. And the wild hogs of the swamp in Okefenokee, Florida. And what the government is doing to us today through interest and controlling the monetary system, and how they're going to enslave, or their plan is to enslave all of us. And of course, a few of the elite, the Bill Gateses of the world, the people like that, just like him, the Illuminati, they think that they're special, that they're going to get some kind of special dispensation. Well, they are special. They're going to eat them for lunch, for dessert. Who's going to be in God's kingdom? Psalm 15, verse 1. Lord, who may abide in your tabernacle? Who may dwell in your holy hill? He who walks uprightly and works righteousness and speaks truth in his heart, he who does not backbite with his tongue, nor does evil to his neighbor, nor does he take up a reproach against his friend, in whose eyes a vile person is despised, but he honors those who fear the Lord. He who swears in his own heart and does not change, who does not put out his money as usury, nor takes it as a bribe against the innocent. Usury will cost you your salvation. You charge usury, it will cost you your salvation, and to pay it is a sin. Debt or usury is a federal system of slavery. That's right, your preacher's not going to tell you this, because y'all are a bunch of slaves. And he wants you to give the donations, even if you have to, on your credit card, and go further into slavery and sin and debt. Like Israel of old, we've sold ourselves to our creditors. Today, we've got the Federal Reserve System, which isn't federal, and there's no reserve. The Illuminati, the Bilderbergers, the Council of Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds. It's the bankers who control most of the world through debt. I've been broke far more than I've had money, but my grandfather taught me that debt was dumb. I wish I had listened to him 50 years ago when he started to tell me about this. Would have saved me a lot of problems. He explained to me, when you buy a house, you get a loan and you end up paying one house for yourself and three for the bank. Does anyone know what happened in 1933? In the last 89 years, the dollars had a average inflation rate of 3.54% per year, producing a cumulative price increase of 2,111.57%. That's right. Inflation rate of 3.5% produces a 2,111% interest hike. It enslaves us. A dollar today only buys 4.521%, or $1 is equal to 4.5 cents of what it would buy in 1933. The inflation rate, they tell us, is 7%, 7.9%. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.